so God is in love.
In love. See, in his first devotion, because it's hurting.
And that's the part where you talk about the only way to access that as well is through pain.
Exactly. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
You only access it through pain. Right? By God opening up the wound again so that he can heal.
Yeah.
And Job is about healing. It's not about suffering. Right? But he's got to go through the suffering to get to the healing.
Ugh. I can tell I'm going to need some Kleenex. I don't like that.
I don't like it either. Or like in Wizard of Oz, if I weren't a Christian woman, I have some things to say to you.
But that's true of every woman's life, of every man's life.
Yes.
I mean, nobody is exempt from that. If you want more of God, that's the only way you're open and vulnerable to that.
It's true. And it has helped knowing this is God after me. And so, I mean, I have sobbed. And the pain that I felt over it felt out of proportion. So I'm just asking him, come. I don't even know the depth of what this is about, but would you please come underneath and heal me and reveal to me?
Yeah.
I know that understanding isn't everything. Healing is much more important, but I'd want to understand some, mm-hmm. you know, what's mm-hmm. why, mm-hmm. what's, and please reveal, expose so that your healing can come and your love and the truth into a place where I'm not believing the truth.
Yeah. When your tears being out of proportion to the event right there is such a window for you to realize that there is more that God wants.
Yeah.
There's something he's trying to get to.
Yeah. You think of George MacDonald, through loss upon loss, I have severely mm-hmm. gained.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the, how's it go next?
Wisdom enough, my slavery to see. In that case, the slavery to convictions and beliefs that keep our hearts pinned down for years. I mean, for a lifetime, unless God gets to it. Right?
Yeah. So keep coming, Lord. Keep coming mm-hmm. and help me live and be a nice person in the midst of it. Because that's hard. You want dinner? Forget it.
Yeah.
I'm completely relating to Job and to your story and to everything. And there's this other side, and that's the Hannah who cried out in utter misery because what she was going to birth was the prophetic and kings. So, and he was going to bring forth kings. So there's this whole other side. I think the one that gives you hope while he's doing that thing, because someone asked me, do you think God's just trying to get at this thing? And I said, well, oh, dear God, what's he going to do to you? Because you know what? I'm the same. Yes, there's stuff, but watch out if you're going to say that to me, because you're in for it. He's going to come after your stuff. And so if you're going to tell me that's all that this is about.
But doesn't your heart matter enough for it to be about that alone?